Hello, I'm Claire Menahan with Montana Public Radio, speaking on the phone today with multi-instrumentalist and songwriter Andrew Bird. We'll be playing at the Wilma Theater in Missoula on Saturday, September 3rd. Andrew, it's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Andrew's newest album, Are You Serious?, was released in April of this year. It's his ninth album. Can you talk about how this process was different from previous albums? I read somewhere that you banged it out in 1 week. Is that the case?
The writing process? Well, there was like a untypical surge of ideas that came as we were moving from New York to California, and I stopped at my family farm in Illinois, and we had been through a lot, and my family and I, so things kind of came flooding out after having to keep it together for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's not usually how it works. Usually I tool at my songs for years, you know, 5-6 years.
Did you write some of Are You Serious on the road?
I write everywhere. Okay. And airports, on car trips, in the middle of the night. And I don't keep office hours. It's just all the time.
Your songs are incredibly poetic. So do you usually start with lyrics and then have a melody, or do you?
No, I usually start with a melody.
Okay.
And then work towards lyrics, which is the hard way.
Do you write it on the violin, or do you write it on a different instrument?
I try to avoid an instrument as long as I can. Usually it starts with whistling. If the way it comes out of you has no frets or keys, and that leads to a more interesting idea, when you sit down to your instrument, the geometry of that instrument starts to, and the physical memory starts to direct things.
That's fascinating. So are you classically trained?
I am, reluctantly, perhaps, but yes.
Did you do Suzuki Method?
I did Suzuki Method.
No way. Okay, I did Suzuki Method also. So
yeah.
For our listeners who don't know, the Suzuki Method was a style of playing that was developed by a Japanese man right after the 40s and was adopted by the Americans, which may be sort of a testament to...
Yeah. I mean, it kind of swept the suburbs in the 70s. But it was a good idea. It's and still is, that you learn music while you're learning language, while your brain is malleable in your ear. It's all, his idea was that it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
The mother tongue, as he called it.
Sure.
And I did a pretty pure form of that, where I didn't learn to read music at all.
Okay. Do you know now, or still know?
By the time I learned how, I didn't need to or want to anymore. But it made high school and conservatory not so easy, trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Strauss's Don Juan by ear. But that just made my ear grow bigger, and that part of your brain that is a little more analytical or for sight reading was never really grew. My ear just kept getting bigger to compensate. I have the same instrument I got when I was 16. I bought it from the maker, who was this Polish immigrant who came to Chicago, and he made 40 instruments in his lifetime. His name is Zenon Pettish, and he's pretty well respected. I had to audition for him because he made so few instruments that he didn't just sell it to anybody.
I'm Claire Menahan with Montana Public Radio, speaking on the phone today with Andrew Bird. I know that you have a project collaborating with Matt Berenger of The National. Can you tell us more about that?
I invite musicians every week that I'm home into my living room to play duets, and I've been doing that all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had Jim James and John C. Reilly and Chris Thiele, and it's been an unexpected success and really fun.
When did you start that?
The beginning of the summer when I came back from tour, I was taking the summer off, but I needed to keep fires burning, and
mm-hmm.
So I concocted this sort of, for someone who's not into social media, this is my foray into it. So it was kind of, you know, anyone can have a TV show these days, so I thought, why not? And my living room sounds really, really nice. It has these high wood ceilings, and
mm-hmm.
It's very flattering. So doing like two people playing duets is kind of the perfect scale. And so we just film it with the phone through Facebook Live. split out to some nice microphones, and it's incredibly scrappy and simple. But it, then we chat a little bit, and but I spend the whole week, you know, immersing myself in someone else's music, which is unusual.
Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, falling in love and your marriage has changed the way that you approach songwriting?
You know, when I was in my 20s, there was great expanses of time to get worked up over very intellectual things. And I would often write songs sometimes as just a challenge or a game. And that yielded some interesting stuff. And I was often wanted to talk about things that I thought we weren't discussing as a people. So it was kind of anything but a love song back then. Now, you know, just life got very visceral and real, and that makes one want to, I mean, I was more compelled to write. I didn't have any choice in some cases. It's like, this is so present and so visceral, like, how can I, it would be conspicuous to omit this from my writing.
Yeah.
So that was a fairly, I mean, that's, I've been on that trajectory over the last couple of years, to kind of challenge myself to risk more emotionally. I mean, songs like Valleys of the Young don't really pull any punches there at the end. It's really getting to some pretty fundamental things. And I think it's speaking to that divide between someone in their 20s and someone not, someone who started a family. And it's sort of saying, look, you think, I'm saying to my former self, you know, look, you think your life is dramatic now, full of heartbreak and sorrow and drama. Just wait. You think starting a family is about complacency. You're sorely mistaken.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, sure.
Andrew Bird will be playing at the Wilma Theater in Missoula on Saturday, September 3rd. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. You can buy tickets at the Top Hat in Missoula, online, or by calling 877-987-6487. His new album is Are You Serious?
Do you need a reason we should commit treason and bring into this world a son? And leave the valley. Brunch and tea.